MSC Cruisecast is a Triple T production. Now, the Taste Try Travel Team of Beth and Chris.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the world of Taste Try Travel and the Cruisecast. We literally just got off of the Magnifica couple of cruises, week-long total, and one of us is feeling pretty good, and one of us is not.
Oh, am I on? I am not.
We don't know if you got the whatever you have, the bug while we were on the cruise. Kind of started a couple days after the cruise, so
yeah, I just kind of have a fever and stuff. So, but we wanted to come on because we have a fun episode for you.
We're not blaming the cruise for your
crud. No, I don't think I got it on the cruise, actually. No.
But there's a good chance that you did get it on the cruise because so many people do.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we try, we bathe.
But hopefully I painted myself up enough to look okay.
I was going to say, we bathe ourselves in antibacterial stuff while we're on the cruise. So if anything lived through that, I'm amazed. But
exactly.
Yeah, we got a fun episode today.
Yeah, so I know we've kind of been doing some themes lately, but this one we wanted to talk about some comments that you guys have left and some comments that we've seen online. So
yeah, exactly. We just want to answer some questions that,
yeah,
see if you make it through this episode. That's one of your symptoms, isn't it? You get hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. What you drinking? Hot tea.
I am drinking hot tea.
You should have brought two drinks.
So drink iced tea while I
was... Uh-huh, iced tea and then hot tea when you're flip-flopping.
That's all right.
Anyway.
That's all right. Actually, I wanted to start... is it okay if I start with this one?
Sure. The dress about...
Yeah, dressing? So okay. A lot of you guys have great comments about on the other podcast. And last week we had one about dress code. And I found a really great one I thought I'd comment on because I loved it. I think it kind of summed up. Yeah, I want to read it.
You're going to read it?
Okay. Yeah, I'll read it.
All right.
So this came from at Dave17101, and he said, one great thing about MSC is those that do dress up do not look down on those that do not. I agree. Totally.
100% right there.
There is a decency and politeness I have seen in Europeans and Canadians that sadly us Americans have left behind. A lot less entitled passengers flouting their loyalty pins and medallions and cruise cards. I love the more friendly vibes you get on MSC. They just need to add more included dining, and I'd give them a 10 out of 10. So thank you for that comment. I loved it when I read it, and I think it's kind of summed up so well. And I know you're thinking exactly this, Chris. When we were on Wonder of the Seas.
Yes, that was my story. You're just stealing my story.
We came across these people that had didn't they make up their own named brass and name.
So Royal many years ago started giving out little name tags.
Oh, okay.
For their crown and anchor, I think is what they call it. They're people that keep their status levels, yeah, called crown and anchor, and yeah, they would give out their name tags, and they were they looked just like the crew members on the ships. So
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I kind of did a little bit of research. So they changed them,
uh-huh,
so that because people were wearing them and people were getting confused,
yeah,
and believe me, that fed into the egos of the people that wear this.
Sure.
They ran into
a group of them. Yeah,
they got recognized,
yeah,
by just everyday passengers.
Yeah.
So, Royal Caribbean changed their pins, uh-huh, to like just a regular pin and then like a little like medallion pin that you would get.
Yeah.
So evidently, this is the what we were told, right?
Yeah.
Is people started making their own name tags.
Yeah.
And putting their level, their status level on the name.
It looked like official, though.
It looked official. They copied it just like the ones that they used to give out many years ago.
Yeah.
So people started just doing it themselves and wearing it on board.
That was the first time I think we'd really ran into that, but it was pretty funny.
I never in a million years would occur to me to make myself a name tag and put my status level on it and wear it onto the cruise. I don't mind bragging about it to you guys. Hey, I am Diamond Plus, even though we're not Diamond Plus on anything.
Right.
But
making, it's just funny that he said that.
Yourself. Yeah. Yeah. And he was a loyal royal, and he was like, oh, he made up, that's right, did you say that he made up his own name tag to make fun of those people?
Oh, no, I don't remember
you remember that,
that? No.
Oh no, he made up.
I just remember like the whole group was just like so entitled and they had their own name tag and I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, and the guy that was in the promenade area of the ship, he said that he made one up with like a fake name and a fake status just to kind of
mess with them. Well, I just think it's funny that Dave that wrote this comment, obviously there's a lot of people that do this because he mentioned that too. So just thought that was kind of a good comment.
Entitled passengers flouting. But I just want to say about this comment. Like you said, 100% you can dress mm-hmm. however you want, and mm-hmm. and they don't look down at you at all on MSC. And I think that's so nice about MSC. It's kind of whatever you want. I want to just mention mm-hmm. that one day on the Magnifica, mm-hmm. we were out filming all day long, mm-hmm. and we were both wearing shorts. We were wearing like nice shirts and nice shorts. It wasn't like
we didn't have like tank tops.
Yeah, it wasn't anything like
that. Yeah,
and we just were like, oh hey, it's dinner time, let's go to dinner, and didn't even think about what we were wearing. Didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
And I went up to the maitre d and said, you know, can I wear shorts, should I go change, because I don't want to, you know, mm-hmm. is it offensive to me to mm-hmm. the other passengers if I wear shorts? And he said, you, my friend, look better in shorts. So
did he really? I didn't know that part. I know that he let us in and we saw plenty of other people wearing shorts in the dining room.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
It was, I think it was a NASA day too anyway, so
was it on NASA?
It wasn't a night that anyone was going to get dressed up anyway. So but the last thing I wanted to say about this comment, too, is, oops, sorry. And we'll talk a little bit more, I think, on a future podcast about food. I totally agree. They need to add more included dining. And I think they are in these new ships that are coming out. So there's going to be quite a lot of really cool dining. So, and that's going to be an episode about the Europa and then the America.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I just want to share that because I thought that just kind of hit all the points.
Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah.
They're listening to people that are saying you need more options in the dining, not just the buffet and the main dining room.
Right. And maybe that was fine in Europe. And I think the Magnifica, which we just got off of, had it didn't have any additional dining except the buffet and the dining room and one specialty. And that was okay for...
And that specialty literally... felt like they just kind of like, we have a little space here, let's add it.
And I think that they are listening to what Americans want, and when you see like the seaside and the seashore, you do see a little bit more, and I think they're going to continue to be more when we have the America come. So
I'm crossing my fingers
for what,
that they add something like the food hall that's on the Prima. I'm telling you. You didn't.
I know,
you weren't joined me on the Prima, but oh my goodness, that is the best. That is the best dining option I think at sea.
Yeah,
at least for I think us. Well, you weren't, like I said, you weren't on it, but I know your taste.
Yeah,
just to an eclectic mix and whatever
someday
you want.
I'll get to go on the Prima.
Flavors mm-hmm. and presentation and fun little venue. And mm-hmm. yeah, I hope they add something like that.
I don't know. We'll see. We're going to go over that soon. So
okay. So
what's the next?
Yeah, I saw one on Reddit.
Okay.
I love to cruise the Reddit looking for comments on MSC because okay. people like hide behind their keyboards and they don't. Are you going to make it?
Yes.
Okay. People hide behind their keyboards and they are unafraid mm-hmm. to let their feelings out on Reddit.
Okay.
So. Facebook is a little bit. You can be identified a little bit on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't go on Reddit.
Reddit, you can
you can
be completely anonymous and people just let it fly. Okay. On so this is not one of those, where, but there's plenty of that on. Let's see. Let me read this here. Okay. Taking our first cruise ever with two teenagers on the MSC Magnifica. We were just on it. Mm-hmm. To Freeport, Nassau. Read a lot of boat trip reviews since booking, so I feel prepared. It is what you make it to be, right?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And I thought that is perfect because we're always saying that.
Any cruise is what you make it. Yeah.
Exactly. There's going to be plus and minuses to every cruise. Yes.
You know what is a perfect example of that?
Yes.
Do you remember when we were at breakfast? And we saw that couple. Can I tell? Do you want to tell a story? Or do you want me to tell a story?
They're still sitting there waiting.
They might still be sitting.
Yes, go ahead. You can tell if you want.
Well, I think that's 100% true. I mean, any cruise line, it is completely what you make of it. And when you said that, I was thinking that we wanted to say this at some point, but
there's a few keys, right?
There are a few keys to make, I think, any cruise.
But especially perfect. MSC.
But I think MSC, because it's a little bit European, so it has a little bit different, like, things that you have to know about it.
So now that we know a little bit of the background, tell the story of what happened.
So it was a sea day, and we went to the dining room for breakfast. Now, if you know the dining rooms are always a mess. I mean, it doesn't matter what cruise line you go on, right?
It's breakfast. It seems like
chaotic for some reason.
People just show up and like, am I taking it? Is this my table? I don't know what's good. You want to sit down? Go sit down. Maybe I can find you a menu. That seems like every cruise line at breakfast is like that.
We have never had a successful breakfast. I think the only one has been Celebrity Cruise.
Celebrity has it down on breakfast.
Celebrity,
yes.
we're
at least on that ship. It was.
So we know, like, we don't go to the dining room when we have places to be, when we need to, like, have a shore excursion or whatever, because we just know. So we went in, and the Magnifica itself only has, like, a couple tables that are tables for two.
Right.
So anyway, we sat down, and we got offered orange juice right away, and we got offered pastry right away, but no coffee, and nobody came to take our order, right? So we were sitting there for a while, and finally, you remember me? I took my coffee cup, and I just raised it up like this, and there's, like, people running all over the place, and I just held my coffee cup up in the air until somebody came over and got me coffee. And then a couple minutes later, someone came and took our order, right? Well, they had taken our order, and we happened to notice that there was a couple sitting next to us at another table. And they had the same thing. They had pastries, and they had orange juice delivered right away. But they were sitting, and they didn't have any coffee, and no one had taken their order, right?
Right.
And it had been, like, a little while, and no one came. And they were... Can I say pouting a little bit?
Well, sure. They were pouting and getting very mad.
Yeah, you could see the anger
seething out of the wife.
Because they
she
came,
was on her phone, and I think she was about to press her thumbs through the
you
screen.
Could see them, you
was,
could see them a little bit more. I could just see them out of the corner of my eye.
Yeah, there's
you
like right
were
in front
sitting
of me.
Right there. Yeah. And they came by with orange juice and the juice tray again and offered if they wanted, and they were like, no. no. And then they didn't say anything else.
And that's all they said?
Nothing. No. Like, I don't want can I have coffee? Can I have anything? They just like sat there and you could just see like they wanted food, they wanted coffee, but they weren't saying anything. They weren't letting anybody know. And it wasn't like any of the servers were ignoring them. They were running around like crazy, like they always do. And I think you saw a server like taking orders at tables around them, mm-hmm. and for some reason didn't catch nope. them, and they just got madder and madder.
They didn't.
And they never they said
were,
anything.
The server was standing at the table next to them,
yeah,
taking the order, and walked by them to go back to his station.
They were so mad,
and they didn't say anything.
They didn't say anything, and we got our breakfast. And they still hadn't had coffee. I think finally they got coffee, finally. But I think we ate our breakfast and did all of our little filming and like did everything, had our coffee. And then we left and they still hadn't ordered. Said anything and they hadn't ordered. And they were so mad. And it just made me like, I just wanted to reach over to them and say like, just say something. Just like, right, like no one is doing it on purpose. Those servers have like 30 tables in the morning that they have to get breakfast to. So it's always a little bit crazy, right? And we put the title of today's podcast is The Secret to Enjoying Your Time on MSC. Man, you got to have a voice. You got to like, you got to be willing to like, hey, do you know what? Hey, I to like somebody, I need coffee. And then they're more than happy to. I think sometimes breakfast itself is a little overwhelming and you just got to ask for what you want.
They were passed by
so many times.
Many times by the waiter. The maitre d's, there were a couple of them
there
in that section.
There were three of them standing, yeah.
They passed them by. They were standing right there. In fact, they had a little meeting. Remember I pointed that out?
Yeah, yeah.
Three maitre d's stood by their table and had a little meeting. They were talking to each other.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything. Now, I think this is an extreme example because I have no idea why they didn't say anything to anybody.
I don't know.
But I think that illustrates the secret.
Yeah.
It's not such a secret. It really isn't. But it is to many people. Speak up.
Yep.
Do what you want. Take what you want.
Yep.
Just do it. Nobody's going to get mad. Maybe in prim proper society of America, somewhere there's a restaurant, you know, they're just going to be offended if you do something like that. But on a cruise ship, MSC, especially MSC, they're used to it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Yeah. You walk in by the buffet, you see a sausage you want, reach in there and grab it. Just reach in there and grab it.
Well, I was going to say something about the buffet, too. If you stand in line and just wait, you are never going to eat. And I don't mean you have to be rude or you don't have to be pushy, but if you know anything about me, I am a very non-confrontational person. I have a hard time like making, I don't know, like, but I've learned on MSC, man, I have a plate and I want that and I'm just going to just get in there. Everyone's doing it. You know, you don't just stand in line and wait. If you want something, you have to kind of get it. And you don't have to do it rude. You don't have to do it. Just smile to the next person. I mean,
yeah,
everybody
course.
Is doing
you
it.
You have to push them out of the way. But yeah, just say excuse me and reach in there and grab the thing that you're looking for.
Exactly. Because when they had the tea time and I wanted those little scones, like I just...
That non-confrontational...
I had to be a little like, you know...
I saw you grabbing the scone that you wanted off that guy's plate. I saw that.
I think that you have to like... I don't know.
I was going to say...
I don't want to drill the... I don't want to beat it.
On a lot of newer ships, they've kind of set the buffet up to where it's kind of just walk around and grab what you want. But on the older ships, and they're really not that old, just from a few years ago.
Yeah.
Because they kind of started redesigning the buffets just a few years ago, just like 3 or 4 years ago. So, you know, you go back 5, 6, 7 years, they're in the line. It's the line buffet.
That's that line buffet, exactly.
Just say, excuse me, reach in there and grab it.
Yep.
Take what you take it.
Yep. And going back to that
couple. Enjoy your cruise.
Exactly. Going back to that couple, they didn't want to say anything. They didn't want to look up and they didn't want to grab anyone's attention. And like, when I finally got the guy holding my coffee cup, I want some coffee, he came and he was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. We're like, hey, it's okay, it's all good, you know, I just want my coffee. So I think they're very like, they want to help. I just like, in every, you remember when we went on Carnival Sunset, when we went on
Sunshine,
the Sunshine, and what
time to be,
was it, it one? Was,
it's time for it to sunset, I think. It had a lot of rust on it, but it is called the Carnival Sun.
Even when we were on Wonder of the Seas, it was like not a great breakfast experience. So like, breakfast is hard, right? You got to have a little patience, but you got to be able to speak up. And so I think that, whoopsie, boop, 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 her dog bumped into the desk.
Once again, she's like, you're done with that, right? You're done with your podcast.
I think the secret is to be friendly, but know what you want and take it. Right?
Sorry, you had me mid-drink of my delicious coffee.
Be friendly. Do not be rude, but have a little aggression to know what you want and get it.
Absolutely. You're on a cruise. Sorry, go ahead. Yes. Did you just think of something? Sorry,
my brain. Last thing I want to say about that couple.
Yes.
Because, and I guarantee you, they're going to go home and they're going to write a letter and they're going to say MSC is horrible. And I hate that about that, because they didn't take the responsibility to like get what they want. To, hey, I want some breakfast. Hey, somebody pay attention. And so now they're going to probably never cruise MSC and they're going to say bad things. And that's, I don't like that.
Right, exactly.
So little responsibilities on them.
I can understand. Nobody comes to your table after a while. You get a little upset.
Yeah.
You're like, you should be coming to my table.
Yeah.
But then at that point, you kind of realize, I'm probably going to have to say something.
Yeah.
And then you say something, and then you go on enjoying your cruise.
Have breakfast.
Sorry, I was going to say a word.
Oh.
What? You go on enjoying your blank cruise. Just go on the cruise. That's the secret, right? Know what you want to do on the cruise. Know what you want to eat.
And make it happen.
Know when you want it to happen. And then, exactly, make it happen.
Yeah.
It's really, like I said earlier, it's not a secret. Just do it. Especially, like I said, on MSC. There's believe me, you're going to find yourself fighting with a grandma, and she's probably going to win. She's better at it than me, getting that sausage that she wants. She's way better at it than me. So I think that's kind of the secret. We will just, you know what, speak up, have a good time.
Exactly.
Make sure you do what you want to do.
Exactly.
Make sure you get the service you
because
want.
Because nobody's like, ooh, we're not going to help them at that table. You know, no one.
Exactly. It wasn't a conspiracy.
Like it's just.
It was not a conspiracy.
It's breakfast. It's breakfast in the dining room, and it's always a mess, and that's what it is. But I wanted my, what did I end up getting? The egg and then the sauce on top.
The egg and then the sauce
has an English muffin.
Eggs Benedict?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can't really get that in the, that's the only place you can get in the dining room. So that's why we went to the dining
room. Gotcha.
Yes. All right. What do you have next?
All right. We have, I don't remember exactly. Oh, this is another comment we got.
Okay.
Or a little question. Let me read it here. Princess is considered a near luxury line while MSC is considered budget. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We've sailed Yacht Club several times and love it, but are looking at other options. How would you compare Princess to MSC Yacht Club? Can I just start real quick?
They're just, okay.
Can I start real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
You can't compare Princess and MSC Yacht Club. They're not comparable.
Yeah.
Yacht Club, MSC has dropped the mic. With the Yacht Club.
Right.
They made the Yacht Club and just...
Right.
Try and beat us. They've taken everything. I literally think they've taken... like, whoever came up with the concept is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
They're just brilliant. They've taken the concept of cruising
did, but
and elevated it beyond what I thought it could be.
Yeah.
They've taken into account everything that
if
you...
If not, check out our Maravilla series.
Yeah, exactly.
Experience it because, yeah.
They've thought of everything mm-hmm. and how they can elevate everything.
Okay, yeah.
And well, Princess is very, very nice. Mm-hmm. I enjoy Princess a lot. Comparing Princess to Yacht Club,
I don't think you can,
is very unfair, I think.
But there's another step, though. I mean, I totally agree you can't. But the one thing that I think MSC does good, and I don't know if everyone understands it, which means we're going to do another podcast about that, is I have different levels you can book, right? So you can book Bella, which is a very basic, and that's
but
the
not for
cheapest.
Yacht Club.
No. So they have like four levels. So you right. can book Bella, which is the cheapest. And you put Fantastica, which gives you like some free breakfast in the room delivery, you know, free changes. And you have the Aria experience, which gives you a little bit extra. And then you have like the Yacht Club, which is like completely different. So they have different levels of experiences that you can book from very cheap to very expensive. And I think that's a little bit different than what maybe sometimes Princess or Holland America, which... kind of a little bit nicer lines. They don't do necessarily that.
Right. You can get packages, different packages yep. on Princess. But that's not like, it's not to the level of like.
Like maybe like Aria experience, which you get like access to like a private like little deck area. And you get some other amenities might be something similar to like the Princess Plus.
Right.
They're never going to equal, but.
No.
I'm never going to say that Princess is not a good cruise line. We love
not
Princess.
Not at all. We love Princess.
and their medallion, the way they do all of that is really cool. We would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, the first time we experienced that, like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, even the second time we experienced it, like, wow, this is great technology. I wish other cruise lines would do it. So, yeah, they do some things tremendously well.
But I think that, like, the Princess is going to be, like, a step up, right, from, like, maybe Carnival and Royal and NCL,
yeah.
something
yeah.
like that. But I think these days they're all getting to the point where they all have nice amenities.
Exactly.
My brain is really losing it today. So,
yeah, I think
really
you're right.
Thinking.
I don't think there's a giant difference between, like, Royal Caribbean and Princess.
Not
Princess
anymore.
Feels a little bit more upscale.
Right.
You feel a little bit like, oh, yeah, this is why I paid an extra $200.
Yeah.
Because it feels just a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
Like, everything doesn't feel like there's no Johnny Rockets.
That's true.
Not that I'm dissing Johnny Rockets.
Right.
I ain't dissing Johnny Rockets because I enjoy Johnny yeah. Rockets. But you know how it's just like
it just feels a little bit more.
Yeah, it feels like you like the food court at the
yeah
at the mall. There's no place on Princess like that.
Yeah.
They kind of just stay away from that feel. So Princess is very nice. But to answer that question, they do not compare. If you are expecting... which I don't, didn't say that, but yeah. if you're expecting a Yacht Club similar experience on Princess, you won't find it.
No.
You just won't find no. it. I don't know. I haven't experienced.
Now, we haven't done the NCL Haven.
Haven't done that. We haven't done some of the exclusive
so
cruise lines.
Expensive.
Seven Seas or no. Oceana or no. even Virgin, which I'm guessing is a little, feels even though it's kind of, it's like the alternate version
yeah.
of luxury, but it's still kind of a luxurious line, even though it's
kind of like anti-luxury, kind of
yeah.
anti, yeah.
It's Kardashian
but,
luxury.
Jeez, I don't know about that.
sorry, were you going to say something?
No, sorry. I was just saying that I don't think that any cruise line kind of has what MSC has as far as the different levels. Like, you can go Bella, you can go really darn cheap, you know, so, and then you can kind of do, you're on the same ship, but everyone is experiencing a little bit different depending on what they booked.
Yeah.
So And like I said, we'll go into more details about that. But
yeah, we'll cover that in
I really don't think that any of depth. The major cruise lines compare to the Yacht Club unless you are at like a, I don't know, we haven't done Seabourn, but like, you know, one of those
right.
a little bit nicer ship.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. I just was checking the time. We're at about 30 minutes. I'm gonna fit one more in here.
Okay.
One more. This is from Burrs 01.
Okay.
I've never been on a cruise in my lifetime, but I was recommended the podcast and love it. Thank you to whoever recommended it. Any chance you guys could talk about the best experience you've had on cruises, whether MSC or other lines? Mm. I wrote down notes for that. Where is it?
Boy, that's a hard one.
All right. So.
Do you have one already?
Yes.
Okay.
My fondest. This is the MSC.
Okay.
I'm going to start with MSC okay. because I do have some other ones that are another one that's not MSC, okay. but I'm going to start with MSC. I've got a couple okay. and I'll do the first one. Maybe this will spur you into
okay.
it. My fondest experience on MSC. It's the goofiest, fondest experience.
Okay.
Our very first show on MSC was Mystic Forest.
That would have been on the seashore, right?
On the seashore.
Yeah. I think everybody knows how much you love that.
Talk about having my pants blown off.
Okay.
I don't know. Were we talking about having my pants blown off? I don't think we were.
We weren't.
But let's talk about my pants being blown off.
Okay.
That was something else. I've never seen anything like that on another ship.
Yeah.
I remember that show vividly.
So do I.
Vividly. So. It was such a fun show, mm-hmm. such a wild show, such an outlandish show, such a weird show mm-hmm. that it literally is my fondest memory of MSC.
You know what's kind of funny? And the reason that we love having the channel is because we record a lot of those really cool moments. And I remember recording after, and you were just like, oh my God. You remember like when we had just gotten out of that, and you were just like, oh, I remember that. Yeah.
That is, I just had such a good time and burned into my memory the best mm-hmm. experience on MSC. I mean, obviously, like Yacht Club is a great experience and stuff, but
yeah.
my fondest, like when yeah. I look back, like with fond memories, I'm like, that was awesome. That was so much fun just to experience that.
We're still looking for #. Where is Steampunk Humpty Dumpty?
Bring back
Steampunk Humpty. Did we see him on the Magnifica?
I don't know. Did he make a return?
I don't know, but I agree.
Okay, what's that? Do you have any, or do you want me to go to my next one?
No, go to the next one.
All right, my next one was sailing out of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's always been a bucket list
yeah.
port for me. I love sailing out of metropolitan areas. It's so neat to
yeah,
be on the ship and just see big buildings and hustle and bustle and harbor boats and ferries and mm-hmm. traffic on the ocean, you know, and the river there. It's just, that was great. And
yeah.
plus we were in Yacht Club.
Yeah, that made it better.
So we were like in this awesome room
yeah.
and sitting on the balcony and looking out at New York City and
yeah.
and then going under the Narrows Bridge. That is just an awesome, awesome port for
I
me
agree.
And awesome memory.
I agree.
You want me to continue?
Go to your next one.
All right. Your brain isn't working today.
Well,
all right. My last one.
Yeah.
Then. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay. My last one is not MSC.
Okay.
And this goes all the way back.
Okay.
To our very first cruise together.
Okay.
And I believe that was on the Zaandam, was it? I can't remember what ship it was. It's Holland America.
It could have been. It was right after we were married.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was the Zaandam. And I just have such good memory. I'm afraid to go on a Holland America ship again. You know that? Because we have such good memories of that.
Whichever ship it was the ship that had it was a flowers. Flowers were like the main theme of the ship. So it was like in the artwork and everything, I remember.
Yeah, I just can't remember what ship it was.
It was a pretty amazing
But I'm afraid
trip.
They won't live up to it again.
Yeah.
Like, I've built that cruise up.
We haven't been on Holland America since then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid to. I'm afraid that I'll get on it and be like, this sucked compared to the first one, because that's when we like fell in love with cruising together.
Yeah.
As a couple.
When we like, saw whales. We were sitting out there watching the
exactly.
ocean.
Exactly. Yeah. We were like bonding with all the older couples because it was definitely us.
We were
an older couple because we were cruising in what our. I was in my late 20s and you were in your early 20s. So we were by far
the youngest on the cruise.
Youngest on that cruise.
But I was a travel agent at that time, and so we got a good deal on it. So, yeah.
And we just had such a good time on that cruise. That's my favorite non-MSC, or my fondest non-MSC.
I don't have, like, it's hard to come up with, because I think I remember like that. I think, like, when I think of cruising, as far as instead of like doing a land vacation, I think the thing that comes to my mind is just the instant gratification that you get when you're cruising. Like, I love when you're on a cruise and you're like, what do you want to do? Do you want to like go gamble? Do you want to eat? Do you want to swim? Do you want to sit in the sun? Do you want to go take a nap? Like, you can do anything you want. And so
what's my response every time you ask me?
He wants to go look at the ocean.
Yep.
And what is mine?
Where can I sleep?
Where do I take a nap? Cruise naps are the best. But that's why I love, like, so many. I love going on cruises because it's the only place that you can ever have that. So I don't know if I have, like, I can't think right offhand of, like, my favorite moment other than the fact that I love cruising because
it is very nice.
Whatever you want to do at that moment, you can do.
I love. When we go up, it's usually by the buffet because the buffet is usually has an open area next to it somewhere.
Yeah.
We go up there, we get some coffee, maybe a little snack.
Maybe a pizza.
We break out games and start playing some games and people watch and look at the ocean.
Yep.
My favorite
people
thing in the world.
People watching by the buffet is the funnest thing.
My favorite thing in the whole world.
Or
I can
by the
see
pool.
The people walking by. I can see the ocean on the other side. We're playing a game. I got a nice cup of coffee. Life doesn't get much better.
And let me just say, on the Magnifica, they have probably the best chairs in the buffet.
Yeah, they are.
Ever had on any cruise. And it was the perfect height of the table, and the tables were so easy for the cards to be on. And we spend so much time. So I love that. I love being able to just be and just separated. What the hell? I don't even know. Oops. Can't say that.
Great, you just moved us to PG-13.
I don't know what I'm saying. I love that you're completely isolated when you're on the cruise.
Yes.
And so, that's what I would love. I don't know. Probably not the best day for me to answer that question, but if I come up with one, I'll let you know.
We'll forgive you.
Okay.
Since you're not feeling that good after the cruise.
Okay.
You were feeling pretty good on the cruise, though, so that was important.
Did we have a good time? You'll have to see.
I have to see. Anyway, that's going to wrap it up. I see that we are now getting long here.
What is the secret?
Secret
wrap
is
it up for everybody.
Is speak up, do your thing. Do your thing, whatever it is. Yep. Just do it.
Yep.
You don't have to be rude about it doing it. Just do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do what you want.
There it is.
Speak. Don't be afraid to speak up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you guys have any more questions, well, you're going to have more questions. But if you want them specifically answered, go ahead and send it to us. You can send it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Obviously on the comments on YouTube. Anywhere. Instagram comments, we'll read those. Well, Beth will read those.
So
Reddit, stick it on Reddit, I'll read it.
So what we're going to do, what we kind of want to do with some of these is kind of answer some of your questions, some things that come through, some future ones we have that someone recommended is really kind of talking about the food on MSC. Status match.
Yes.
That I'm going to have to do some research on because
that is very intricate.
I asked and we got 3 different answers from people on the cruise about status matching. So
that's a very detailed, intricate subject.
Exactly. So. And we also want to go into the packages of the Bella Fantastica and Aria.
Yep.
Obviously Yacht Club is separate. But because when you book, you can book either of these packages, and it will kind of define what you can do or the pack, you know, what you get on the ships. Yep. So you can have completely different experiences if you book the different ones. So we want to kind of go into some information on that. But so we're going to kind of mix those up with some questions and answers from you guys.
Yes. All right. That's it. Let's wrap this up.
All right.
Say thank you to everybody for listening, for watching if you're watching. And we will see you on the next CruiseCast, right?
Next episode. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.